And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 22nd of July, 2007. It's the birthday of the painter Edward Hopper, born Nyack, New York, 1882. By the time he was 12, he was already 6 feet tall. He was skinny, gangly, made fun of by his classmates, painfully shy, spending much of his time alone drawing. After he finished art school, he took a trip to Paris and spent almost all of his time there alone, reading or painting. In Paris, he realized that he had fallen in love with light. He said the light in Paris was unlike anything he'd ever seen before. Tried to recreate it in his paintings. Came back to New York, got a job as an illustrator at an ad agency, which he hated, and in his spare time drove around and painted train stations and gas stations and corner saloons. He'd sold only one painting by the time he was 40, but his first major exhibit at the Museum of Modern Art, 1933, made him famous. Paintings with titles such as Houses by the Railroad, Room in Brooklyn, Roofs of Washington Square, Cold Storage Plant, Lonely House, Girl on Bridge. He'd been an illustrator for business magazines, and he became one of the first American painters to paint office scenes. Several of his paintings show office managers surrounded by gorgeous, buxom secretaries, or people working late at the office, sitting at desks high above the city. He lived and worked in the same walk-up apartment in Washington Square from 1913 until 1967, ate almost every meal of his adult life in a diner. He never rode in a taxi. He loved the theater, but he always sat in the cheap seats, never had any children with his wife, and he never included a single child in any of his paintings. His painting Four Lane Road is his only painting that shows people actually communicating. A woman is yelling at a man. Edward Hopper, who said, "Maybe I am slightly inhuman. All I ever wanted to do was to paint sunlight on the side of a house." Here's a poem for today by Lynn Powell, entitled Acceptance Speech. The radio's replaying last night's winners, and the gratitude of the glamorous, everyone thanking everybody for making everything so possible, until I want to shush the faucet, dry my hands, join in, right here at the cluttered podium of the sink, and thank my mother for teaching me the true meaning of okra, my children for putting back the growl in hunger, my husband, primo uomo of dinner, for not begrudging me this starring role. Without all of them, I know this soup would not be here tonight. And let me just add that I could not have made it without the marrow bone, that blood brother to the broth, and the tomatoes who opened up their hearts, and the self-effacing limas, the blonde sorority of corn, the cayenne and oregano who dashed in the nick of time. Special thanks, as always, to the salt, you know who you are, and to the knife who revealed the ripe beneath the rind, the clean truth underneath the dirty peel. I hope I've not forgotten anyone. Oh, yes, to the celery and the parsnip, those bit players only there to swell the scene. Let me just say, sometimes I know exactly how you feel. But not tonight, not when it's all coming to something and the heat is on and I'm basking in another round of blue applause. Acceptance Speech, a poem by Lynn Powell, from her collection The Zones of Paradise, published by the University of Akron Press. Used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, sponsor of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at AmericanLifeInPoetry.org. Produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.